Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
The age of oil is over. The clean tech new energy decade of discovery has begun. So what will this mean? That's what we look at in this final segment of the Wildside News. It wasn't all that long ago that the debate was raging as to whether environmentalism was dead. As of today, it is reasonable to say that environmentalism has re-emerged like a newly emerged butterfly with new wings, a new look, and the spirit to take us all to new heights. Clean tech. It is, in fact, exactly what the environmental movement has worked so hard to achieve. And I must say that when you hear many of those who are now leading this new economic era, you realize that it has been years in the making. It's exciting to know that people who years ago loved the earth and cared about it had the wisdom to get involved, to work from within, to stay on message, quietly making their point. In San Jose this last week, it felt good to be in a ballroom talking about investing in hydrogen, wind, solar, and to sense that those listening were excited. I think most of those in the room were naturally nature-friendly, and the opportunity to create greater wealth and industry to serve their futures fit like a smile of joy. So what will this mean? What can we look forward to? Actually, we are already hearing about it, often in little vignettes in our local media. Across America, communities, cities, schools, and businesses are installing solar on their rooftops. Listen, you'll hear the stories. When you do, feel the clean tech economy. Think about the companies that built them, the workers who installed them, the engineers who did the analysis, and perhaps most importantly, the lessening of our addiction to oil. Clean tech. You see it each day when you see the recycling symbol on your pop and beer cans. You see it each day with the symbols telling you your computer paper is 20% recycled paper. When you see them, feel the forest take a deep sigh of relief. You see it when you go to Home Depot and you see displays of fluorescent bulbs on sale for 99 cents, underwritten by our local power company. The fastest, easiest way to move into clean tech right now is to use energy-efficient lighting. Remember, clean tech. It's more with less. And when you go to the Home Depot, it's now common to see BP Solar, making solar power available to homeowners. You live with it each day on the highways as more and more auto manufacturers rush to convert their fleets into clean tech hybrids. When you think of hybrid, feel the air cleaning. But this is just the beginning. Where do we go from here? And what can you do? The clean tech economy has already begun to form as institutional investors and now the venture capitalists compete to provide energy to our nation and to the world, energy available cleanly and freely from wind, sun, and wave. It is the green wave. Florida Power and Light already claim ownership of 57% of all wind energy in the U.S. It's working for them. And if it works for them, that is, if the investment in this clean tech energy is competitive, the wind alternative will work for anyone else. And each investment will directly cut the flow of foreign oil into America. Things are clearing. Clean tech is solar. A lot of the solar you don't see, as many businesses, hotels, and factories install massive arrays on the rooftops. It's called distributed solar. It provides very local electricity. And with each solar rooftop, our economic stability increases. It's happening. And here is where the clean tech revolution really gets going. Because at a certain point, and that moment is now, those small businesses that work in these fields grow as demand increases. That means more jobs, good jobs. And with that come incentives to invent more with less, the clean tech mantra. And with that comes the great mystery of communal capitalism, innovation, and invention. It is at this point that unimagined possibilities take form and everyone profits. And what are the profits? First, a renewed sense of purpose. And hopefully, the destructive old politics of divisiveness will be replaced with the new politics of community. Second, new industries, businesses, jobs, and therefore security. As billions of dollars are now flowing into the clean tech economy, millions of people will be put to work to build it. Third, a re-emergence of America as a real player in the new global economy. An America dependent on foreign oil will fail. An America emerging into an energy self-sufficient nation will compete. Perhaps the rising price of oil is a blessing in disguise. Fourth, a re-embracing of the gift of our Earth, an honoring of its worth as we strive to do more with less, and the emergence of a spirit to protect, preserve, restore, and enjoy a healthy relationship with the wild, the ultimate wonder. This is the new American dream. So what can you do? First, believe what I've just said. It's all true. Believe that we are now on a course to create a clean tech economy. Then build that vision into your future. Start making plans to participate. You can begin today. Buy wisely. Buy clean tech appliances. Start simple. Put in fluorescent light bulbs. They're on sale now for 99 cents in lots of stores. Building a home? Invest in clean tech systems throughout. Solarize your roof. Utilize solar advantages in your design. Build to fit your real needs. Buying a car or truck? You all will. Buy hybrid and push for hydrogen. You know, you can buy a hydrogen car today. It's here now at the Hydrogen Car Company. Take a look. Planning a career change or starting a career? Make the choice for the future. Become a clean tech specialist. Your future will be secure. Starting a business? Do your diligence, and then invest in providing clean tech to your community. In the churches, switch to clean tech, and honor the wisdom that brings us this new life. In the home, live a clean tech lifestyle. Make clean tech part of the family routines, buying right, dedicating to conserve. And for those who may remain indifferent, or critical, or even hostile, it's okay. We can live with you. But it's going to be a lot more fun, and there's going to be a lot more money, opportunity, joy, and hope on our side for a very long time to come. Clean Tech, I want to thank every one of you who are listening, because you have made this happen. It's true. We did it. Now, let's create a great tomorrow. The future has already begun.
Go out, build the right brands, know the wind is at your back, and know this. Those of us in this room are in a position to change the history of the world in terms of its environment. We can do that in good investments at the same time.
This is Sidney Wildsmith saying thanks and adios. Until we meet again on your Voice of the Earth, here on the Wild Side News.